Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In South Carolina, once your child is 18 years old, they are considered legal adults and thus gain the rights and responsibilities of adults. This means, as far as the law is concerned, information regarding their health, finances, and education will not be disclosed to anyone without their written consent. Our next guest says this could present a real problem for parents who are not prepared when an emergency happens. Alex Chastain is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. We have her on the phone to help us with this topic. Alex, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thank you for having me again.
So tell us, first of all, how this particular topic showed up on your radar.
Yeah, so I recently had my older son turn 18 and enroll in college. And I realized that before sending him off that we needed to get some documents in place, some legal documents. So in case of an emergency that I could assist him or help, because at 18, you know, he becomes an adult. And as far as the law is concerned, I don't have access to any information or authority without his authority. So
that can be kind of scary, can't it?
It is. And it's not something that you necessarily think about because, you know, while they're in high school, you know, you are given authority. But, you know, once they turn 18, things change.
Well, walk us through these documents that before sending their kids off to college or wherever they're heading when they're an adult.
Yeah. So there's, you know, there's really five documents that I think about that are important to have. The first one is the healthcare power of attorney, which is a document that allows a child, in my case, to appoint me to make decisions on his behalf if he can't, you know, do it on his own. And, it, you know, it covers situations where whether he's incapacitated or otherwise unable to communicate his wishes. For South Carolina, it's a statutory form. So, you know, I downloaded the form from the website, you know, from the agingsc.gov website.
All right. What else?
Well, the other legal document is HIPAA, and there is a HIPAA authorization in the South Carolina form, but sometimes it's nice to have a separate HIPAA authorization, and that's really for us to gain access to what might be on their medical record, like medical information, test results. And, you know, and what's nice is if your child feels uncomfortable of giving you unfettered access to that, they can limit the breadth of that document and access of what you have.
All right. How about a will? Should a child 18 years old have a will?
Yeah. So, I mean, if they have assets, if they have assets in their name, you know, or accounts in their name, then, you know, having a simple will might be a good idea. Because if they don't, then they're going to be subject to probate laws of the state that they're in. And so they would fall under intestate laws. And, you know, generally, if you do not have a will and you're an unmarried child with no descendants, then the assets are going to pass back to the parents if they're living.
All right. Now, I'm thinking of what about online accounts? Of course, kids have online accounts way before they become adults. So where are you with that recommendation?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing is, in a document I didn't mention earlier is the durable financial power of attorney. So that's, you know, the health power is giving you access to act as their agent for healthcare decisions. The financial is for financial decisions and financial matters. And in there, you can actually include access, digital access. But additionally, another thing that parents can do, I did this for myself as well, is that you can, like, for example, on your Apple phone, you can actually leave a legacy contact where you put someone's name in there that, like a trusted person. So I have, you know, a spouse, my son has me, where if something was to happen to him, then I can request access to his iCloud account, his photos, his device, and his passwords with the special access key that was given to him when I gave him that legacy contact.
Well, Alex, great information. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, sure. Thank you for having me.
Alex Chastain is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. And we will have a link to that webpage she mentioned where you can download the healthcare power of attorney from the state offices posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.